You're listening to the 243rd edition of the Bitachon Podcast. We are studying together Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Perek Yizayin Pasuk Hey, Koyamar Hashem, one more time. This is what Hashem says. Or HaGever Sheyivtach Ba'Adam, cursed is the person who trusts in a human being, the son Basar Zroyoi, who makes his strength, the source of his strength to be from flesh, when Hashem Yisrael Libo, and turns his heart away from Hashem. So I believe that we read this last thing. I'm going to just go over it a little bit. The Radak says, "I mean, Hashem yasur liboy." He turns his heart away from Hashem. Kim lo yasur liboy from Hashem. As let's say a person trusts in a human being, but does not turn his heart away from Hashem. Einay ra imiftach ba adam. It's not bad if that person trusts in a human being. V'tia kavanasei ki bezras hakel yuchal ha'adam la'azor loizulasei. Right. So an important principle in bitachon, that if we're going to trust in human beings, we have to make sure that the trust that we have is really ultimately on Hashem. That we recognize that the person who's helping us, his power is only from Hashem. The Malbim says, because you can, it's possible, same idea, you can trust in a person, but still be trusting in Hashem. He's believing. It matters how we think about these things. I need to think that Hashem is helping me through this person. Right? This person is Hashem's shliach, Hashem's messenger. That although the person is trusting in a human, the main, the word is zra, means an arm. But the point is that a person's arm is where their strength is, right? Their main strength is in Hashem. They put their koach habitachon, I would say, the power of their bitachon in Hashem. Of yisha klal habitachon shaloi hu ba'adam, achigam azraya yosim basar. But if a person is trusting in a human being to the extent that the strength itself, the power that the person believes that he's getting is a power of a human being. He only trusts in the power of flesh. And he completely removes his heart, the connection to Hashem. So this type of person is going to be cursed. And if we think about the concept of a curse, means really a disconnect from Hashem. Hashem is the source of all bracha, of all blessings. So what is a curse? A curse means that you're not connected to power, to the real power, to Hashem. And a person who disconnects from Hashem, the result is exactly what they did. The Barbanel. We could explain that this is where the person is headed when he turns his heart away from Hashem. Person needs to be extremely careful. It's very easy to make a mistake in trusting in a human being. When a person trusts in a human being, that person could end up, it could cause a person to disconnect his heart from Hashem. Our hearts are very sensitive instruments. Our hearts play music to us. They play us emotions. They play us feelings. And our heart can start to feel connected to a human being. It can start to feel like that's the source of my needs. That's the source of my existence. It's just a feeling. I gotta make sure that the feeling, I have control over the feelings of my heart. It's possible to keep my heart connected to Hashem. That's what I gotta make sure to do. My feeling, my sense has to always be, whatever I'm getting, it's coming from Hashem. Now we're going to do some new things. Bina le'itim. Hakfalim v'vorim b'shtei achalukos. There's a doubling over here. In our pasuk, we said, Ara ger eshev tach ba'adam, cursed is the person who trusts in a human being. V'sam basar zroyoi. He places flesh as his power. It says the same thing twice, right? He's trusting in a human being and he's placing flesh as his power. Well, Hashem Yisrael Libo, really three times. he turns his heart away from Hashem. And then in the next pasuk, which we'll see if we get to it today, it's Baruch HaGever Asher Yiftach Hashem, V'Haya Hashem Yiftach, it doubles it. It says, blessed is the person who trusts in Hashem, V'Haya Hashem Yiftach. So we're going to see that the language is very interesting. It's not what we would have expected. It's not saying the exact same thing. It's actually saying something slightly different as it doubles it. If you look carefully at the pasuk, at each of these pasukim, there's a bez missing, a letter bez. Pasuk says, cursed is a person who trusts in a human being, and then it says, and makes flesh his strength. It should have said, he makes in flesh. It is, just like it says, cursed is one who trusts in a person, it should have said, who places his strength in flesh. It doesn't say it that way, the second, in the doubling. I basar lizrayai. Or it should have said, makes the flesh to be his strength. V'chein v'haya b'Hashem yiftachu mibayleh. Pasuk should have said, blessed is the one who trusts in Hashem, and his trust will be in Hashem. But it doesn't say his trust will be in Hashem. V'haya Hashem yiftachu, it means Hashem is his trust. It doesn't say in. It should have said the word in. It didn't say it that way. Achnemar kishne dvor matzmiim tzarech yishmar adam b'mashi kava v'yachpoitz. Says the Bina Le'itim, there's a depth here. There's two different issues that are going on. A person needs to be careful who he trusts in, and the person needs to be careful about what he's trusting about. So the first point is, only trust in the one who has all the power, and that's Hashem. Excuse me. Don't trust in somebody who doesn't last. We're human beings. We have a finite amount of time on this earth. We have a finite amount of strength. It's not kedai. It's not worth it to trust in a human being. Vasheni, but the second issue, the pasuk says a little bit differently. It doesn't say he places his trust in flesh. It says he places flesh his trust. Vasheni shelo yikav yishtek davar gashmi v'gufni. It doesn't so much have to do with what you're trusting in, it has to do with what you're trusting about. What is my trust about? Is my trust about flesh? About gashmiyastik of things? About physical matters? Is that what I'm trusting about? Is that the thing that concerns me? If the thing that concerns me and that I'm having to be talking about has to do with physical matters, says the Bina Le'itim, a very interesting thing. And of course, we can discuss and we've seen otherwise in this regard, but it's worth hearing many different viewpoints. He says that when it comes to bitachon, having trust in Hashem, have bitachon in Hashem about matters of spirituality, not about matters of physicality. Let it have a spiritual angle, I would say. Have bitachon about the things that help me be able to serve Hashem. I need to have parnasa. I need to have livelihood. I need to have maybe a certain amount of respect from others, my family, whatever it is. But let it be not for shallow reasons. Let it not be because I want to feel good about myself. Let it not be egoic. Let it not be egotistical. Let it not be that I need, why am I having me talking to Hashem that I should have parnosa? I'm having me talking to Hashem that I can have livelihood so that I can serve Him. I'm having me talking to Hashem that people will respect me, let's say, so that I can have a good influence on them and draw them closer to Hashem. Not for me. Not for myself. Make sure that the bitachon that you have is one that directly relates to something spiritual. Ze amrei. That's what the pasuk means when it says, "Ara geva sheyivtach ba'adam Cursed is the person who trusts in a human being. That's the first aspect of who am I placing my trust in? Just generally, trust, don't trust in a human being. It's not a good idea. If some busters Roy and makes flesh his power, Alashani, that's referring to the second type, the second issue of what am I trusting about? Yurtsisha calls Roy. What it means to say is that all of a person's strength, when the person, what they care about and what they are yearning for and what they're having bitachon about has to do with physical matters, strength, materialism, and all of the desired things of the world. And that's where he lifts his soul with his bitachon. That's a problem. That's negative. That's cursed. That's disconnected. The other way is what's the true blessing. You want blessings in your life. You want a joyous life. If my focus is on chumrius, if my focus is on material wealth, material things, material desires, I'm not going to end up being happy. I'm going to end up being disconnected. But if it's the opposite, if the things that I trust in, the one that I trust in is Hashem, and the things that I'm trusting about have to do with a spiritual connection, then I'm blessed. Baruch HaBetech Hashem. Blessed is the one who trusts in Hashem. Akira ki loy levade ha-gedula va-gevura. Hashem is the one who has all the power. Hashem is the only one who has all the power. Bahaya Hashem iftachoy. And the trust that I have is not, in the second aspect, is not just in Hashem, but it's Hashem. The trust is Hashem. The thing that I'm trusting about is a spiritual matter. The very thing that I'd be talking about, the essence of it is Hashem Himself. Something spiritual that has to do with serving Hashem. Now he brings from the Ol Yaakov, Umeata. The Ol Yaakov says, now, Habitech Hashem, somebody who trusts in Hashem, Ha'anam ki me'atzerech elav levakesh ilav esiba. So, a person sometimes has to figure out how to get what he needs, right? A person who trusts in Hashem, so, you want Hashem to be the root of whatever it is that you need. The Ohel Yaakov says, be careful when it comes to what you choose as the means by which you receive that which you need. What does it mean? A person who chooses, has to choose that it shouldn't be something that's disconnected from Hashem. Let's hear what it means. How I get my parnasa, let's say, my livelihood, or how I get whatever it is that I need. So it could be one of two ways. It could be something that has an indisputable, direct, spiritual connection to Hashem. Or it can be something that's disconnected from Hashem. What does that mean? If a person is busy looking for his needs by attaining them from a human being, a human being has the potential to be disconnected from Hashem. Why? Because the human being has free will. So, what is the person, or what is the means by which I'm getting what I need? If it's disconnected from Hashem, or has the potential to be disconnected from Hashem, it's problematic. As lo yeh b'tchein b'Hashem shalim. It's not the same. It doesn't have that complete bitachon, the potential for complete bitachon. Here he says in the note, Kavanas al-Khalik bin Mitech Bechan Man of Ram Shane Adam Bebutech Ba'adam. He seems to be saying, I'm not sure that this is correct, but we'll go with it. He seems to be saying that there's different things that I can trust, and I can trust in a human being who has free will and who can be disconnected from Hashem, or I can trust in, let's say I'm a worker. I have a field and I plow the field. And I have animals that plow it for me, or machines, whatever. And I'm waiting for the rain. And the rain is something that's a natural creation of Hashem that He's completely behind it, right? It's hard to be a farmer and not be a Baal Bitachon. Right? So to the degree that I make the means for what I need be something that doesn't have a separation from Hashem, I'm better off. K'maymer Navi, or a gever asher yivtach ba'adam. Like the Navi says, our pasuk, cursed is the one who trusts in a human being, but some pasuk is really klemer lekech oisoy lesiba. It means that he takes a human being, another human being, to be the source for his needs. Why is the person cursed? Because the person that he's depending on is someone who's has the potential to turn his heart away from Hashem. Klomar ha'adam ha'mavtiach, the person who's your guarantor, who's guaranteeing you something, your boss. Asher v'tech lakcha l'siba, that you expect to get paid by. Libay masr me'Hashem. Libay masr me'Hashem. Kiritzen v'chirasa yirak b'yadei. Okay, so ideally, what he seems to be saying is, ideally, I'm going to kind of bring it more to what I think is realistic. Ideally, a person should place his trust, I would say, work with people who are also Baalei Bitachon. Work with people who also believe that their power is from Hashem. Work with people who are also striving to serve Hashem and to draw Hashem's power into their lives. Right? Because it matters who I surround myself with. I'm saying a vort. It's not exactly what the Ol Yaakov is saying, but I'm saying a vort. I'm saying a concept, an idea. It matters who I surround myself with. If I connect myself to people who are disconnected from Hashem, I'm in dangerous waters. I'm in shallow waters and there's sharks nearby. But it's important that the ones who are providing for me, the ones who are the source of my parnasa, let's say, who's on the surface, are the ones who are going to pay me the paycheck, that they be people who are connected, that they be people who recognize that really it's Hashem behind everything. That's what I would like to say. Now we finished the pasuk of Arah Geber, and I'd like to start, we have a little bit more time, I'm going to start the next pasuk of Baruch HaGeber. Now I'm going to focus more on the positive aspect. Baruch HaGeber Asher Yivtach B'Hashem V'Hayah Hashem Yivtachai. I'll share with you three short pieces that he brings here. Blessed is the one who trusts in Hashem. Hashem will be his trust. Hashem Yivtachai. He brings a Mishnah in Peah. The Mishnah in Peah is talking about taking from tzedakah, taking from charity. And it says that whoever takes from charity but shouldn't be taking from charity, it's not going to work out well for him. But let's say somebody has the ability, like halachically is able to take from charity, but he doesn't do it. He doesn't take from charity. He holds himself back. He does something perhaps beneath his dignity, but he works and he earns money in a way that he could have taken charity, but he works. The person who does that, who does not take from charity, in the end, he will live a long life, and before his life is over, he's going to end up being somebody who gives tzedakah to others. Blessed is the one who trusts in Hashem. Hashem will be his trust. And I looked over at the Mishnah, and I looked at the Mefarshim there, and someone said a very nice pshat, that what it means to say is that a person who trusts in Hashem becomes like Hashem. If I trust in Hashem and I don't lean on human beings, if I trust in Hashem, I end up becoming like Hashem. I am going to end up being like a channel. Just like Hashem is someone who gives and doesn't need to receive, so too I will be a person who gives and doesn't need to receive. Beautiful promise. It brings here from the Mechilta B'Tfila, Ma'o Amir Baruch HaYosh Shavtach B'Hashem HaYashem Eftachai, Miftachem Shel Yisrael B'Shosh Mispalen Loi B'Hu Karv Lehem. The Pasuk is saying that when we daven to Hashem, when the Jewish people daven to Hashem, so Hashem is close to them. Blessed is the one who trusts in Hashem. The Mechilta understands the trust that we're talking about here is through prayer. So then Hashem is the trust. Means to say, Hashem responds to your prayers and He is around, He hangs out around you. When you invite Hashem into your life, Hashem comes. Shenemar Karev Hashem L'chol Karev. As the Pasuk says, Hashem is close to all those who call out to Him. Last point, in Dvarim Rabba, Omer Rabbi Simon, which is based on what we said in the previous thing from the Mishnah in Peah, Rabbi Shimon Levi, Kol mi shebetech b'Kadosh Baruch Hu zech li'as kayotze boy. Whoever trusts in Hashem merits to be like Hashem. Yinayin Shenemar, how do we know? Because the Pasuk says, Baruch HaGever Asher Yivtach B'Hashem V'Hoya Hashem Yivtach. Blessed is the one who trusts in Hashem. Hashem will be his trust. It means to say that you become like Hashem. As we said before, just like Hashem is a giver, you become a giver. You end up overflowing with God's abundance. But a person who trusts in an idol, so he's going to end up like the idol. The Pasuk says, like them will be those who make them, meaning the idol has no ability to speak, has no ability to actually do anything. It's just a rock. It's just a piece of gold, right? So the human being who trusts in that becomes like that entity, which has no ability to speak, no ability. It ends there. When you attach yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who has all the power, you become someone who has that power. And when a person attaches himself, heaven forbid, to an avodah zarah, to an idol, so he ends up without any power at all. May we be from those who are blessed. Baruch HaGever Asher Yivtach B'Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you again next week.